Are you worried about the global economy?
No.
Are you eager to reap the benefit of what's going on?
Yes.
Do others need to know it in order for you to experience it?
No.
Do you think others are more likely to know it if you are experiencing it?
Yes.
Do you want to be part of the spreading of the optimism? Can you spread optimism whether you are currently living the reality of it or not?
Yes.
Do the laws of the universe give you the basis from which to speak with conviction?
Yes.
When you understand law of attraction, can't you unequivocally proclaim what's coming?
Yes.
Does the evidence need to be right now in your reality, or can you speak from your understanding of the laws of the universe?
Yes.
Then there is never anything to worry about, is there? Ever.
I have three questions. The first one has to do with my teaching. I'm a high school teacher. I used to teach in the classroom, English, literature, writing. I no longer teach in the classroom because the classroom is so stultifying for me as well as the students. So what I do now is I work one-on-one as a tutor, and I find it enormously gratifying. And what I'm finding, of course, is many of the students that I have these difficulties of attention deficit and dyslexia, right brain, I call them right brain issues.
We call it not interested in what you want them to be interested in, and not believing that they have the power or the right to focus upon where their interest is.
Right. I agree. I have a nephew who is now a ninth grader. He's an exceptional young person. He's a little older than his years physically. He even has a beard now and a mustache. He's tall. He has a deep-throated voice, and he's in ninth grade. He's only 14 years old. He's exceptionally talented in many areas. Music, he's a great storyteller, and he struggles in his classes. He doesn't belong. He feels he doesn't belong in high school. I want to help him. I help a lot of my students feel comfortable with themselves, to learn how they learn. That's my job. Not how the teacher wants them to learn, how they learn. And it takes a process. I have a real gift for knowing that one little touchstone, and often I turn on a switch. It's like a healing part of me. And here I am with my nephew. He's 3,000 miles away from me. He trusts me. I feel a tremendous sense of responsibility. I just saw him, you know, after a year and a half. I haven't seen him, you know, because I don't visit that often. And I'm here with my sister. And I know you know how to help me help him.
Well, here's the basis of this. He believes that he is smarter than the classroom, and he is. And he believes that they don't understand him, and they don't. And he believes that there is another place where he would be more intellectually compatible. And there are other places that he would be. But there is more to where he is than just the intellectual part of it.
Okay.
So if we were counseling him, it would be our powerful desire to help him make peace with where he is,
okay,
by saying to him, yes, you are intellectually superior, and yes, there's not a lot that's going to stimulate you here. So don't look for that here, because it's not here to be found. Look for the other things that are here that will serve you all of the days of your life.
Perfect.
Say to him, you will be highly influential, which means you must have a rapport with other people.
Mm-hmm.
And here is where it starts. If you feel disdain for the environment in which you are, then you're emanating a vibration that is sending others away and evoking from them the very opposite of what you're wanting.
Right.
Tell him that he is a peacemaker, but first he must make peace with the energy of his own being, and then he will be the uplifter for others.
Great.
He must understand, and this is imperative, and you know this and have already begun this process, but he must understand